From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Evacuation efforts are underway in Christchurch, New Zealand, following a magnitude 6.3 earthquake that's killed dozens and left sections of the city in ruins. Civil Defense Minister John Carter, as heard on Radio Live, says the city is unsafe.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy called for an immediate end to
We expect that there be a continuous series of aftershocks. And of course, for people who have gone through now the two previous events plus the aftershocks, this will be a traumatic time for them. And so we're asking them to take care, to look after themselves, and to look after everybody else, to give them support where necessary.
Deputy Prime Minister Bill English says Christchurch is getting emergency response help from across the state and from neighbouring Australia.
The Prime Minister has spoken with the Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, who's passed on her sympathies and thoughts. We've also taken up an offer from the Australians for the assistance of further search and rescue personnel.
Prime Minister English also heard on Radio Live, Christchurch has been hit by hundreds of aftershocks since a magnitude 7.1 quake caused widespread damage in the city but no deaths last fall. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is trying to send the message that he's still in charge of his country. Gaddafi appeared briefly on state television to dispel rumors that he'd fled the capital, Tripoli. Meantime, as Eleanor Beardsley reports, France is joining the international community in condemning Gaddafi's crackdown on protesters.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy called for an immediate end to the state attacks against Libyans who he said were only exercising their right to express themselves freely. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who is visiting Egypt, called the violence appalling. An unknown number of Libyans have been killed by government forces in days of clashes. An Arab revolution that started in Tunisia and swept through Egypt has now caught Libya ablaze as masses of demonstrators demand an end to the 40-year regime of Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi. Deep cracks in Gaddafi's regime have opened, with government officials at home and abroad resigning, Air Force pilots defecting, and continued clashes in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says there is no room for compromise on his cost-cutting plans. State Democrats and state unions opposing Walker's proposal to strip most collective bargaining rights are not budging either. But the unions say they may accept Walker's proposal to raise state employee contributions to their pension and health benefits. Senate Democrats opposing Walker's plan are still refusing to return to the Capitol, preventing lawmakers from voting on the proposal. Investors are snatching up profits while anxiously monitoring the unrest in the Middle East. Asian stocks are sharply lower. This is NPR. Investors will have a lot of new data to review in the coming week. Daniel Carson reports that reports coming out include ones on housing and the gross domestic product.
Analysts aren't expecting much improvement in this week's housing data. Standard & Poor's Home Price Index comes out tomorrow. Economists expect prices fell in December. The National Association of Realtors releases its numbers for existing home sales on Wednesday. Not much optimism there either. Even though sales shot up 12% in December, analysts expect they slipped last month. They also predict new home sales went south in January. The Commerce Department comes out with those numbers on Thursday. And on Friday, the government is expected to upgrade the country's economic activity in the fourth quarter. Analysts say consumer spending likely helped pick up the pace of the GDP, the measure of all the country's goods and services. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Winter storm warnings are posted across parts of the upper Midwest and the northern part of the Ohio Valley as a system that dumped more than a foot of snow in Minnesota moves east. The storm, including ice, which tore down power lines in Michigan and Ohio, in Wisconsin, people are being urged to stay off the roads. The countdown continues for the Space Shuttle Discovery's last voyage into orbit. Liftoff is set for Thursday afternoon with an 80% chance of good weather. Bahrain says it won't be hosting the Formula One season opener in March because of anti-government unrest that's claimed seven lives. The Crown Prince says his country has to focus instead on immediate issues of national interest. The F1 race has been the largest international event in Bahrain for years. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.